Well, hello everyone, and welcome to this English lesson about pests. Pests in English refers to anything like an animal, an insect, even plants that are annoying, things that bother you, things that maybe do things like try to eat your garbage, or in the case of something like a fruit fly, they land on your fruit on your kitchen counter. Pests are not fun, but there are pests all around us. So in this English lesson, I'll talk about those pests. I'll talk about what they're called, and then I'll talk about some of the actions that we take, some of the things we do to get rid of those pests. So welcome once again to this English lesson about pests. So the very first thing that you want to do if you have pests. Now again, pests are things like flies and mosquitoes and weeds in your garden, is you want to get rid of them. This is the English phrase we use when we talk about pests. If you have flies in your house, you want to get rid of them. If you have weeds in your garden, you want to get rid of them. Please don't use a flamethrower like this person is doing, but this person obviously has some kind of pests in his bedroom, and he is trying to get rid of those pests. He's using a method that's not recommended, but it might be effective. So again, when you have pests, when you have things like that, insects or animals that are bothering you, you want to get rid of them. And again, for this first section, I'm mostly going to be talking about insects, or what we also sometimes call bugs. You might say, oh, there's a lot of bugs out today, or there's a lot of insects out today. We use bugs more often, I think. It's kind of the more common term when talking about insects, but they do mean the same thing. So there are a lot of bugs in the world. The first one we're going to talk about is the fly. We usually refer to flies in our houses as flies, or the common house fly. Flies can be very, very annoying. In fact, a fly just flew by me right now. For some reason, flies love to be where people are. Usually because we leave food or other things out, and the flies just really enjoy eating them or feasting on them. So flies are generally a problem. And how do we handle that? Well, sometimes we just get a fly swatter. That's a handy thing to have. I have my fly swatter here because there is a fly in this room right now trying to attend this English lesson. But flies I find very, very annoying. Here's something cool about Canada though. You don't have flies in the winter. And if you do, they're very, very slow. There aren't very many flies in the winter, basically none. And if you do see a fly, it's usually very, very slow, and it's easy to swat them. We sometimes use something called fly strips or fly paper in order to take care of a fly problem. So if you want to get rid of flies, you might hang something like this up in your house. We don't use these in our house, but we do have some of these in our barn. In our barn, we have some goats, and flies usually like to be around animals as well. So we hang up fly strips in our barn, we hang up fly paper in our barn, and usually that catches some of the flies. And then sadly, this once the fly gets stuck on the fly paper, that's the end for the fly. It doesn't survive very long. Another thing we do with flies is we shoo them away. So this is an interesting English word. When there's a fly or a mosquito buzzing around your head, sometimes you do this with your hands, and this is called shooing the fly away. You might even say shoo, shoo. You might even say the word. When I'm sitting around a campfire, sometimes there are mosquitoes, and you'll see me going like this to try and shoo them away. Notice this spelling of shoe is different than the thing that you wear on your foot. And then, of course, there's something called fly spray. We do not use a lot of fly spray. We usually try to use fly paper or use a fly swatter to control our flies. But sometimes when you have too many flies and it's an infestation, you might spray some fly spray. In our barn, in the area where we have our goats, sometimes during the summer, there's too many flies. And when the goats are out on pasture eating grass. We might spray a little bit of fly spray to control the infestation. So this would be a can of fly spray. And then of course there are fruit flies. Fruit flies to me are amazing. If you leave fruit out in your kitchen, if you leave fruit out on the counter, after a day or two you'll have some fruit flies. And if you wait one more day without cleaning up the fruit, you will have hundreds of fruit flies. Fruit flies reproduce very, very quickly. You can see that they are very tiny as well. You can't really swat fruit flies like you can house flies. This is definitely a problem. If you leave fruit out on your counter, eventually you will have fruit flies. They'll come in droves, we say in English, when they can smell the fruit. So one of the things we do in Canada to help keep pests like flies out of our houses is we have screens on our windows. So when I open my windows, I can't stick my hand out because there is a screen on the window that stops flies and mosquitoes from getting in. So it's very, very handy to have screens on your windows. You can open your window and enjoy the fresh air and at the same time prevent bugs and insects from coming into your house. We call them window screens as well. So screens or window screens. There's also ants. Now ants can be a problem in your house. They can also be a problem outside of your house. We definitely have ants in Canada. If we leave food out on the counter, especially if someone spills something very, very sweet, like if someone spills soda or what we call pop or coke or a little bit of fruit juice, the ants seem to really love that. If you leave little breadcrumbs or sugar out, the ants will come and they will carry it away back to their nest. So what do you do if you have ants? You use ant traps, and it always makes me laugh because these don't actually trap ants. When the ant goes in, a door doesn't close and trap the ant. When the ant goes in, it gets a little bit of ant poison and it takes it back to its home, and then all of the ants end up eating it and dying. So if you have ants, you use ant traps to try and get rid of them. I'm going to be using that phrase a lot. You want to get rid of flies. You want to get rid of ants. You want to get rid of them. You might also just buy bug spray. So you might call this ant spray. But when we talk about sprays in my part of Canada, we say things like fly spray and bug spray. And bug spray basically will kill any kind of insect. So you might go to the hardware store and say, I really, really, really need some bug spray. So that's the thing that you would use if you needed to get rid of bugs. And the formal word is insecticide. Now in Canada, there are a lot of regulations about insecticide use. You can buy bug spray or fly spray, which is a very, very weak insecticide. If you want to use something stronger, there are a lot of rules and regulations from the government. As a farmer, if I want to use a really strong insecticide, I have to take a course and I have to get a certificate to use it. So you can buy some things, but it's very, very weak. If you need something stronger, you do need to get a certificate to be able to use it. Let's talk a little bit about mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are probably the most annoying pest that I can think of. Whenever I'm outside, I'm always annoyed when mosquitoes land on me. You can hear mosquitoes buzzing, and maybe you try to shoo them away or you try to swat them with your hand. Sometimes you swat something with your hand as well. But the problem with mosquitoes is that they bite. So you want to use something like a bug repellent or mosquito repellent. So notice that these are things that you spray on yourself and it makes you smell funny and the mosquitoes don't like the smell. So whenever we go outside at night, we usually don't have very many mosquitoes during the day, but when we go outside at night, we usually put on bug repellent. And in Canada, the most common brand is something called Off. That's literally what it's called. And we use this when we're camping or doing things outside. Did you bring some Off? Oh, I need to spray some Off on me. So if you ever hear someone say that, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about this product, which is a bug repellent, which works really, really well with mosquitoes. That's generally what it's made for. If I work outside at night, I put some off on. Doesn't that sound funny? I put some off on before I go outside. And then to finish up mosquitoes, this is what a mosquito bite looks like. They are itchy and you like to scratch them for about half a day and then they're not too bad and you get a little bump and then it turns a little bit red. They're not harmful normally, but it depends what part of the world you live in. In Canada, we do not have malaria, but we do have West Nile virus. There is always a chance you could get that. It's very, very slim. But usually a mosquito bite is not a problem. It's usually just itchy for a day and then it goes away. In some parts of the world, people will sleep with a mosquito net. This is not common in Canada because we have screens on our windows and we try to keep our houses protected from mosquitoes at all times. But sometimes too, you will still hear one while you're sleeping buzzing and you're trying to sleep and you hear a mosquito in your room. It's not very, very nice when you hear that. Cockroaches. We do not have a lot of cockroaches in my part of Canada. I think as you go north in the world, you have less of them. We do have cockroaches. Let me just do a search for a sec. Cockroaches. Insects. Yeah, they're definitely the further south you go, there are more of them, I think. But yes, cockroaches. I don't like them. When I lived in the United States, we had a house where there were some cockroaches. Very, very gross. That would be the word I would use to describe cockroaches. Let's talk about things though that aren't insects. So in Canada, we definitely have mice. Mice come into our house and they are annoying. Once again, mice really like it if you leave food out by accident. If you eat a sandwich and little breadcrumbs fall, mice are like happy at night. It's like a little feast for them. But mice are annoying because they will make holes into things to get at the food. So what we use generally are mouse traps. I know this doesn't seem very nice, but you put some bait in the mouse trap and you set the mouse trap. And then when the mouse comes to eat the bait, the trap goes off and it kills the mouse. There's no nice way to talk about this. We want to get rid of mice and so that's how we do it. We set mouse traps. We put bait. We don't actually use cheese though. We usually use peanut butter. We find that mice really, really like peanut butter. So we get mouse traps. We put peanut butter in as bait and then when the mouse comes, the trap goes. I don't have a picture of a mouse in a trap. I think that's not what people came here to see, but definitely that is how you catch them. Some people will use mouse poison. Now, some of this type of stuff is not, you can't buy as much as you used to be able to in Canada. There are a lot of restrictions on using mouse poison. You can still buy some mouse poison, but the problem with mouse poison is that the mouse dies somewhere in the walls of your house and then it starts to smell. So I prefer mouse traps. Rats. So I'd like to say a rat is just a bigger form of a mouse, but it's not. It's kind of a different animal entirely. Rats are gross. We once had rats in our garage, the garage of our house, because we had our dog food in a spot where the rats could find it and they thought it was great. There was this big bag of food for them to eat. So it took us a little while. We ended up not having food for the dog in our garage. And eventually we didn't have rats anymore. You can also buy rat traps, which is just a mouse trap, but it's way bigger. When I was a kid, we used to build little cars and we would use a mouse trap as the source of propulsion. You would set the trap and there would be a string to the axle of the little car. And when you set off the mouse trap, the car would drive. I don't know if you've ever built those. And then we got to the point where we went and bought rat traps and we built bigger cars. But a rat trap is something you can use to get rid of rats. And then of course there's poison just like there is for mice. And there is something called a bait station as well. In Canada, if you use rat poison or mouse poison, it has to be in a special container called a bait station. so that other animals won't try to eat the poison. So this is a little bait station. You would put the rat or mouse poison inside and the rat or mouse can go in the little hole and eat it. But your cat and dog can't, or even children can't play with it, right? So it's a safe way to use poison. You would put it in a bait station. And then lastly, for those, the lesson's not over, not lastly, but lastly about rats and mice, I think the best solution is get a cat. We do not have a cat in the house, but if we really had a mouse problem, I would probably get a cat. We do, like I said, have cats in the barn, and they do a very, very good job of controlling the mouse and rat population. And again, we try to keep the barn clean so that we don't have a big problem. Of course, if you have a cat or a dog, you might have fleas. Fleas are really, really tiny bugs that live on cats and dogs. And I think I don't know a lot about fleas, but they somehow feed off the cat or a dog. They're not very nice, fleas at all. You want to get rid of fleas if your dog or cat has them. One way that you can do that is by having them wear a flea collar. You can see that this cat is wearing a special collar. This collar, I think, has some insecticide on it. It has something on it that kills fleas and something called a tick. And so you will buy a flea collar for your cat or dog so that you can get rid of the fleas. That's what we've done before in the past. We've gotten flea collars. You can also get flea shampoo, a special shampoo. The fly's here. Here he is. He's landing on the fly swatter. Maybe you saw him go by. I hope so. I wanted him to be part of the lesson. You might wash your dog or cat. It's a little easier to give a dog a bath than a cat in order to get rid of fleas as well. You can buy a special shampoo that has something in it as well to get rid of the fleas. Crickets. So a cricket is an interesting little bug. It makes a loud sound like cricky, cricky, cricky. That's my cricket sound. Sorry. Cricky, cricky, cricky. It's not a very good cricket sound. If you end up having a cricket in your house, it's very, very annoying. They're very, very loud. One time I was doing a live stream a few years ago. I don't know if some of you who have been around remember, and there was a cricket in the room. And whenever I stopped talking, the cricket would go kirky, 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 and it was really, really annoying. We have crickets in Canada, definitely. They are very loud when you get them in your house. So loud that it's hard to sleep if there is a cricket in your room. Now, I mentioned ticks as well. Ticks, I'll zoom in on this. Ticks are, we've had ticks in this area for a while, but there are a lot of ticks. In the last 5 or 10 years, if you walk through the long grass, when you get back in the house, you have to check to make sure you don't have any ticks on you. Ticks will crawl on you and they'll find a spot and then they'll kind of poke a hole into your skin and try to drink your blood. That's what ticks like to do. So it's important to find them quickly. They also carry a disease here called Lyme disease. So if you see a tick on someone, you need to get it off really, really quickly. And that's why, again, we have flea and tick collars for our dogs. By the way, there's also a pill you can give your dog that gets rid of fleas and ticks. I'm not sure how it works. And there's also little drops you can put on them. I didn't mention those, but there are other alternatives. We do not have termites in my part of Canada, but I know in the southern United States, sometimes people will have a termite infestation. Termites will move into their house and start eating the wood. Many homes in Canada and the United States are built from wood. We have lots of trees. It's a readily accessible material to build things. So often we will build our houses out of wood. Termites, some termites love wood and they'll move in and they'll start eating the wood in your house. I think they eat it. They certainly destroy the wood slowly over time. We do not have termites in this area, at least to my knowledge, it's not very common at all, but definitely annoying. Okay, the next one might gross you out a bit. It's lice. So lice are little tiny bugs that live in your hair. As soon as I say lice, I want to scratch my head. Lice are only a problem in this part of the world with young children in school. Every once in a while, we might get a letter from school saying, someone in a class has lice. Make sure you start checking your kid's hair for lice and for the little eggs, I guess you would call them. But lice, but as soon as we get a letter like that, everyone in our house starts scratching their head because we imagine we can feel something on our head. But lice, definitely something common in this part of the world. And then we mentioned wasps. I don't have hornets on here. And someone asked what the difference was between wasps and hornets. I'm just going to check for a sec between wasps and hornets. So it says a wasp colony tends to be smaller. Hornets colonies are much larger. But it's quite difficult to tell the difference by appearance. So they are different. But wasps. So we have wasp nests everywhere on our property. Especially when I go to use a piece of farm equipment or if I'm using something I haven't used in a while, I will check to see if wasps have built a nest on it because I don't want to get bit or stung by wasps. When you get a wasp sting, it's very, very annoying. And some people, I think people can be allergic to wasps, definitely to bees. But yes, wasps. Wasps are not my friend. They're very, very annoying. Bed bugs are annoying. We do not have a lot of bed bugs in Canada. I think that bed bugs sometimes are the result of not keeping things clean enough. But bed bugs are little bugs that will live in your bed. And I don't know a whole lot about them, but they must be very, very annoying to have if you have them in your part of the world. Deer. We do not have a big problem with deer, but some flower farmers do. Some flower farmers have deer that come and eat their flowers. Luckily, we don't. There are deer around us, but they tend to eat my soybeans in my soybean field instead. So deer can be a problem. Sometimes people will plant a vegetable garden and deer will come and eat the vegetables. They'll eat the lettuce. They'll eat the beans. They'll eat everything in the garden and there will be nothing for the people to eat. So definitely deer. We do not have a huge problem with grasshoppers and locusts here. We do have grasshoppers. I'm not a scientist, but I think grasshoppers hop and locusts fly, but some of you who are more familiar with these animals might know. But certainly grasshoppers are around, but we do not have so many that they cause a problem. So grasshoppers in some parts of the world though, grasshoppers and locusts will eat crops. You can see in this picture, they're starting to eat the leaves of this crop. So certainly they can be a pest. We definitely have caterpillars though. In fact, the caterpillar that comes from something called the gypsy moth. So there's a caterpillar and then it makes a cocoon and it comes out as a moth or butterfly. The gypsy moth caterpillar is very destructive sometimes in the spring. In fact, this past spring, they had a helicopter that was flying around spraying insecticide, trying to kill some of the caterpillars that were eating the trees. So definitely caterpillars can be quite destructive. They'll just chew. You can see them. They'll finish a tree off in like 3 days. The tree will have hardly any leaves. It's a little bit crazy. Raccoons can also be a pest. In our part of Canada, if you leave your garbage out at night, if you put your garbage at the road the night before, there's a good chance a raccoon is going to come and they're going to get into your garbage. Raccoons are really good at figuring out how to open garbage cans, even if they have a sturdy lid. Sometimes raccoons will still get them open. Let me just check something here for a sec. I think I spelled raccoon wrong. Definitely I spelled raccoon wrong. So if you're seeing raccoon with one C, it actually has two C's. So when you look at that slide, there's a mistake. I made a mistake last week too. I spelt two with one O instead of two. So maybe I'm not the best person to learn English from. Anyways, raccoons can certainly be a problem. And birds. We have raspberry bushes. Raspberries are little red or purple berries. They're very, very yummy. But if we don't get them in time, the birds eat them. The birds come and they eat the raspberries. So birds can certainly be pests as well. When we plant seeds, sometimes we spread seeds on the ground and the birds will come and they'll eat the seeds if they're close to the surface. So what some people do is they will put a scarecrow in their field. So a scarecrow is basically you get some wood and you put some clothes on it so it looks like a person. And then usually the wind makes it move a little bit and the scarecrow scares some of the birds away. And by the way, I think it has the name scarecrow because they're trying to scare away crows. Like there's a bird called a crow. I don't have a picture of it. We once had a problem with squirrels in our attic. This is a raccoon, by the way. Once again, raccoon is spelt with two C's, not one. This is a raccoon and it's in a trap. We had squirrels living in the attic of our house. So we had to trap them and then we'd let them go at the other end of the farm and then we covered all the holes that they were using to get in. So a trap is a very humane way to catch an animal so that you can let it go somewhere else. And then, of course, if you have a problem, you can call pest control. There are people who will come and they will trap pests or they will spray for pests. They will do whatever needs to be done to get rid of the pests for you. They might get rid of animals, they might get rid of bugs or insects, but you might need to call pest control if you have a pest problem and you can't take care of it yourself. And we sometimes call these people exterminators, although this word is not as common anymore. I think pest control sounds nicer than exterminator. So you would say, I'm going to call pest control. The person still called an exterminator though. I would still call the person who drives this truck. You might call them a pest control worker, but I would still call them an exterminator. And we talked a little bit about cleanliness. One of the best ways to prevent having pests, to prevent getting pests, is to make sure your home and your area, the area you live, is very clean. One of the reasons pests come is because they want to eat your cat food or your dog food or the little breadcrumbs that you left on the kitchen counter. Or maybe your child spilled some juice on the floor of the kitchen. So just keeping your home clean can be very, very helpful because pests are almost always looking for food. They're looking for something to eat and your kitchen is usually the best place to find it. They love the garbage can as well. And then I didn't talk about this too much, but there is one other kind of pest, and those are weeds. We would call these pests as well. Normally when we talk about pests, we're talking about insects and animals, but weeds fall into this category as well. Sometimes plants grow where you don't want them to grow and that can be very, very frustrating as well. You can go and buy a hand weeder and you can weed them if you want to. And then as well, there is something called weed spray or herbicide. So insecticide kills insects, herbicides kill plants. I don't have a slide for that, but you can buy herbicides. By the way, in Canada, herbicides are very tightly controlled. It's not very easy to buy herbicides. Again, if you're a farmer and you need to spray your field, you need a special certificate and training in order to use it. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.